大家早晨好。
Good morning, everybody.
好不好？我们请一同翻开圣经，我们来读两个地方的圣经。
Let's all turn to our Bibles. We're going to read a couple passages.
我们翻开创世纪圣经的第一本书创世纪。
We're going to turn to Genesis, the first book in the Bible.
第二章十五节到十七节。
Chapter 2, verses 15 to 17.
创世纪第二章十五节到十七。
Genesis chapter 2 verses 15 to
17. 十五节，耶和华将那人安置在伊甸园，使他看修理看守。
Verse 15. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to cultivate it and keep it.
耶和华神吩咐他说。园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃。
The Lord God commanded the man, saying, From any tree of the garden you may eat freely.
只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
But from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat from it you shall surely die.
好，我们再看第六章第五节到第八节。
And then we'll turn to chapter 6.Verses 5 to 8.
第六章第五节。
Chapter 6, verse 5.
耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually.
耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。
The Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart.
耶和华说，我要将所造的人和走兽，并昆虫，以及空中的飞鸟，都从地上除灭，因为我造他们后悔了。
The Lord said, I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the land, from man to animals to creeping things and to birds of the sky, for I am sorry that I have made them.
唯有挪亚在耶和华面前蒙恩。
But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord.
好，我们圣经就暂时先读到这里。
We'll pause here from our scripture reading.
好吧，我们先低头有点祷告。
Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer.
我们在天上的上帝神，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Father who is in heaven, we give praise and thanks to you.
因为今天是你的恩典和爱把我们一同召聚在你的面前。
Because it is by your grace and love that you've brought us here to meet before you.
我们特别把我们中间的还在寻求真理的朋友们仰望交托在你的手中。
We especially give into your hands our friends who are still seeking after the truth.
也把我们所有的弟兄姊妹一同交托在你的手中。
We also give all the brothers and sisters here into your hands.
愿你的圣灵能够在我们心中把你的话语翻译在我们的心里面。
That your spirit would make real your words in our heart.
使我们可以听见从你来的声音。
So that we can hear the voice, your voice.
我们就回转过来归向你。
We would turn around and we would worship you.
我们这样祷告是奉你儿子耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of your son's holy Lord Jesus.
Amen. 我看来我们中间有多少福音朋友
I see amongst us there's quite a few gospel friends.
所以我先问一下各位在座，如果你还没有信耶稣的一个问题。
So I want to ask all those of you who may not have yet believed in the Lord Jesus a question.
你们听过这个亚当夏娃偷吃禁果的这个故事没有？
Have you heard of the story of Adam and Eve eating the forbidden fruit?
亚当夏娃偷吃禁果这个故事听见过没有？
Have you heard of the story of Adam and Eve eating the forbidden fruit?
还有一个故事是那个挪亚方舟的故事吗？
Another story is the story of Noah and the Ark.
听见过没有？我问一下鱼兄，听过没有？
Have you heard 一样的爸爸 story? Ask our friend.
听过吗？
Have you heard
像那个什么亚当夏娃偷吃禁果这些，我想在座的我们弟兄姊妹应该听过了
I think both of these stories, the brothers and sisters sitting here must have heard of them.
我想简单的讲一下，就是当初神造的第一个人亚当。
I'm going to explain it quickly. When God created the first man, Adam.
就把他放置在一个非常美丽的园子，叫伊甸园的里面。
He placed him in a beautiful garden called Eden.
然后呢， 就告诉他说啊，因为当时伊甸园非常美丽啊，有很多很多的果树。
And he told him at that time because Eden was filled was beautiful, was filled with many kinds of fruit-bearing trees.
然后那个神就对亚当说，就是你可以把园中的所有果树的果子都可以吃，但是唯独有一棵树上的果子不能吃。
So God told Adam of the fruit of any tree in this garden you can eat except for one tree.
Yeah, 就是分别善恶树的果子。
The tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
吃的日子就必定要死。
When you eat the fruit of that tree on that day you will die.
然后呢，神就给亚当又造了一个配偶，就是夏娃。
And then God created Adam a companion, which is Eve.
结果呢？到后来怎么样呢
？And then what happened？
结果他们果然就真的就吃了那个，你知道跟人讲说你不能吃，他偏偏人就会去吃，就真的就吃了那个分别善恶树上的那个果子。
And you know what happened next? Actually, they did eat of that fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Because if you tell someone you can't eat it, they're going to go eat it.
所以神就把亚当夏娃给赶出了伊甸园。
So the Lord cast out Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden.
在神的面前，亚当夏娃就死了，与神就隔绝了。
In God's eyes, Adam and Eve had died. They were separated from God.
然后到慢慢再到后来，这个亚当夏娃就只能靠自己生活了，因为跟神隔开了嘛。
And afterwards, Adam and Eve could only rely upon themselves for a living because they were separated from God.
结果慢慢的，随着他后代越来越多，这个人的地上的罪恶就越来越大。
And in generations afterwards, the sin among the people on the earth increased.
到了挪亚，他的后代子孙挪亚那一代的时候，这个整个地上的所有的人哈，整天心里边所想的都是恶的事情。
Until the time of Noah, and at that time, the intents and the thoughts of the people in Noah's age were all evil.
所以当时神就决定要把那个世代所有的人全部灭绝。
And so the Lord decided that he would destroy all the people of that age.
都是因为亚当夏娃的罪。
It's all because of Adam and Eve's original sin.
但除了挪亚一家八口以外。
But other than, apart from Noah and the eight members of his family.
当然还有成双成对的很多那个动物。
There are also pairs of many animals.
那么这个洪水这件事情在历史上在很多民族都有传说。
And so this story of a flood, there's all many cultures have this legend of the flood.
比如说古巴比伦，我们古代的中国，还有印度、希腊，你去查他们的历史，好像都有这个关于洪水的事情。
Ancient Babylon, India, Chinese, they all have this story or legend of a flood. You can go look it up.
比如我们中国的那个船字，船就是左边是方舟的舟，对不对？
If you look at the Chinese character for boat on the left hand side is a character for an ark.
那右边呢就是一个八和口，就是挪亚一家八口。你看中国造字就把这个故事造进去了。
And on the right hand side of the character is the number eight and then mouths, and so it represents Noah's eight person family. And so the story of the ark is actually in this word boat.
Yeah, 但是在圣经还给我们一个很大的预言。
But in the Bible, it also gives us this great prophecy.
将来有一天，我们这个人类社会这个世界也会再次毁灭。
That one day at the end, the human society will be destroyed.
也是因着亚当夏娃当初吃的那个分别那个禁果的故事，那个罪。
This is also because of the sin Adam and Eve committed at the very beginning.
而这次毁灭更大。
But this destruction is even greater.
那挪亚那个时候只是地哈，旱地被水淹了嘛。
At Noah's time, it was just the earth that was flooded.
将来有一天是不光是地，连天一起，所有能够看得见有形状的东西都要被焚烧。
In the end times, it is not only the earth but also the heavens. Everything that has shape or is physical will be destroyed.
你知道当年挪亚在造方舟的时候，就跟别人讲说：“你们赶快进到方舟来，否则你们就会被淹死。”
Yeah, at the time of Noah, he was urging the people, come into the ark, otherwise you will be drowned in the flood.
那么今天其实我们也是在跟各位大家像挪亚那样的传福音。
And today, we are like Noah, we are preaching the gospel.
希望大家来信耶稣基督，因为耶稣基督挪亚方舟就预表耶稣。
To believe in the Lord Jesus, because Noah's ark at that time is comparable to believing in Jesus today.
我们说你们要来相信耶稣基督罪的赦免，然后才能够免遭那个焚烧、毁灭。
To believe in the Lord Jesus, so to escape the eventual destruction by fire.
然后还有永生。
And also there is eternal life.
啊，你知道我们在传这个很重要，我们这一次明白这个福音的教导非常非常重要，是关于生和死、祸与福的一个重要的信息。
You know that's very important, because the gospel is, pertains to life and death and eventual
curse and blessing. 但是呢，我们往往在传这福音的时候，常常感到很困难。
But when we preach the gospel, we find it very difficult.
因为我们觉得传福音，但是很多人好像不太容易让人相信。
Because when we preach the gospel, we find that it's difficult for others to believe.
啊，当然有很多原因呢。
There's probably many reasons.
其中一个非常重要的原因就是我们告诉大家，你们都是罪人。
Probably the most prominent reason is because we tell everyone that everyone is a sinner.
你要碰到一个传福音很狠的人，就会告诉你说，你是个罪大恶极，那叫什么呀？就是你的心坏到了极处。
If you meet anyone who's preaching the gospel to you, he will tell you that your heart is utterly evil.
但是因为我们人吧，一般都想，我们是不完全，但是人难道一点良善都没有，对不对？我们会这样 question 这个问，就会疑问这样的说法。
But we would question this because we might not be perfect, but to say that man has no goodness in him.
对，最近我在那个社交媒体上看到一本书。
Recently I saw a book on social media.
对，因为你知道现在我们大部分信息都是从那个社交媒体来的，对不对？尤其是年轻人呢，可能我不知道你们100%的信息可能都是从那个来的。
Because we know that most information that we receive today is from social media, especially for the young people. I don't know how much information you actually receive from there.
不光他们，我们这种快进入老年的人，也都大部分都是靠微信来看新闻。
Even us who are elderly, getting on in age, rely on these social media apps to get information.
这本书的名字叫做人性中的善良天使。
This book is called The Better Angels of Our Nature.
那么，作者是哈佛大学的心理学教授。
The author is a psychology professor in Harvard.
你知道这本书被人如何赞扬吗
？Do you know what is said about this particular book？
啊，它被那个《时代周刊》
it was reported by The Time。
或者《经济学人》
The Economist。
然后，《华尔街日报》
The Wall Street Journal。
还有那个《金融时报》，这些都是全世界最大的媒体啊。
And the Financial Times, these are all media giants in the world.
他们都说这本书是本世纪最伟大的著作。
They all said that this book is the greatest piece of our time.
因为这本书把历史和科学做过非常完善的结合起来来看这个人类社会。
Because this book uses history and science to tell a story of human history.
你知道我是学科学的哈，你知道科学有两本杂志非常重要。如果你们是学科学，你就知道。
So I study science, and if you are in the science field, then you'll know that there's two very important journals.
你要在上面发表文章，你就不得了了。
If you can get published in there, you're pretty great.
一本就是science, 一本就是 nature, 对不对？
One is nature.
就是一本是科学，一本是自然。
One is nature, one is science.
你这两本书都跟踪报道了这本书啊，这个人性中的善良天使。
Even these two journals reported on this particular book.
我们都知道比尔盖茨还有脸书的那个创始人叫扎克伯格，对不对？他们都说他们一生中读的最重要的书竟然是这本书。
You know Bill Gates and the founder of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, even they said that this book is the greatest book of our time.
那这本书究竟讲了什么
？So what does this book say?
它用了大量的真实的历史数据。
It used a great amount of historical data.
证明几千年来人类社会啊。不断在进步中，这个我们都知道。
To prove that human civilization has been improving the past 1,000 years.
它最主要是证明是人类社会的那个暴力事情啊，比如说今天我们讲到那个刑法，我们知道我们古代，你知道判人死刑的时候最残酷的刑法是什么？古代 China。
It's just saying that these violent incidents.
对，就是 sentence， 对，就是那个，就是比如判你死刑，你知道中国最残酷的刑罚叫凌迟，听说过没有？就是一块一块把你身上的肉慢慢给你切下割下来，然后你这样慢慢才能死，对不对？那样的刑罚非常残酷的。
It was saying that all these violent incidents, like cruel tortures, like in the Chinese, had a specific torture where they slowly peel away your muscles and your skin until you die.
比如还有说那个很残酷的战争，还有种族灭绝啊，这些事情 几千年来在逐渐的下降，它的数据非常清楚的，你看到越来越少，越来越少，到现在很多都没了。
Including these terrorist wars and genocide, he's saying that these violent things are decreasing throughout the ages.
然后到后面他说，我们今天是生活在人类历史上最文明啊、最文明、最和平的时代。
And in the end, it says that in today's age, we are living in the most civilized and the most peaceful time.
作者最后把这个所有这个人类社会的这个文明进步归结到那个一个结论，就是因为人本性善良。
And the author attributed all of these advancements in civilization to that we have inner kindness.
所以他说，他书名叫做《人性中有一个善良的天使》。
And so that's why he says that the title of his book is that there's a better angel in all of us.
大家是不是觉得蛮有道理的？是不是？我想这么多人都被说服了。
Do you think this makes sense? Many people were persuaded by this.
而且他说这是人类啊、人类社会啊、的那个进步的动力。
He says that this inner nature is a driving force of the progress.
也是我们人类社会未来的希望。
And it is also the future hope of mankind.
你知道我们今天在传福音的时候。
Do you know that when we preach the gospel today,
我们这个福音两千年来从来没有改变过。
Our gospel has not changed in 2,000 years.
我们一直都在否定人本性、人善良这件事。
We keep denying that man is naturally good.
我们告诉人说，你不信耶稣基督，你会下地狱的。
We tell people that if you don't believe in Jesus Christ,
知道这个，我们如果这样一直传下去，越来越少的人会接受这个，对不对？因为你看事实好像不是这样的嘛。
Do you think that if we keep saying this kind of gospel, there'll be fewer and fewer believers because folks believe that this is not so?
甚至你在那个圣经里边，你可以找到说，耶稣肯定过我们人是善良的，有这样的可以证明。
And if you search in the Bible, you can find that Jesus,
耶稣好像肯定过我们人善良的。
Does seem to affirm that we have inner goodness.
比如他讲过一个故事。
For example, he told this story.
他说有一次哈，有一个以色列人从耶路撒冷下到耶利哥啊，这是以色列的两个城市。
He told of a man who was going from Jerusalem to Jericho. These are two cities in Israel.
他说这个他正好遇到强盗，就被强盗给逮着了，打个半死，然后扔在路边。
He happened to meet a couple of robbers, and he was beaten and thrown to the side of the road, half dead.
啊，结果有一个撒玛利亚人啊、这个撒玛利亚人以色列人瞧不起的，就觉得他们是混杂的人嘛，正好路过。
And then there was a Samaritan, and the Samaritans were people that the Israelites looked down upon because they were mixed race.
圣经说他就动了慈心或者动了善心。
And the Bible says that the Samaritan was moved with compassion.
然后就用油和酒把他伤口包扎起来，然后扶到牲口上，带到酒店去。
And so he bandaged this man's wounds and with oil and wine, put him on his own animal, then took him to an inn.
啊，这很好的照顾他。然后第二天早上起来以后。
He took very good care of him, and on the next morning,
这个撒玛利亚人还给那个店主说啊，那旅店里边的店主说，你我给你钱啊，你照好好照顾他，如果不够的话，我回来再付给你。
So the next day, the Samaritan told the innkeeper, "Here is some money. Please take good care of this man. If it's the money is not enough, I will come back and repay you."
非常好的人，对不对？很善良的人。
This is a very good person.
你知道吗？在西方国，美国和西方国家，就是因着这个故事，有一个法律。
You know that in the United States and in other Western countries, just because of this story, there is a particular law.
Yeah, 叫好撒玛利亚。
It's called the Good Samaritan Law.
目的是为了保护那些个做好人好事的人我们中国大陆叫什么？活雷锋，就那样的人。
This is to protect people who want to do good or who are good Samaritans. In Chinese, we call them living 雷锋。
对，就活雷锋，活雷锋就是一个人啊，一个 every day he just do good thing， 就是每天他都做好事。我们知道，我们小的时候是这么教他，不知道是不是真的了。
雷锋 is a Chinese character who apparently always did good and was very selfless.
他是个解放军，他是个 soldier。
Yeah, he was a soldier.
对，那么。因为为什么有这个法律呢？就是万一你做好事，你去帮人，就把别人伤了怎么办？对不对？那人家家属要起诉你的。所以说，这个法律就是说，保护那些个做好事的人不受法律责任，不承担法律责任。
So why do we have this law? It's because what if you help somebody and you cause them harm? And so this law protects you so that if you are trying to help someone and some harm comes to them, you will not be prosecuted by the law.
你知道，尤其在中国大陆哈，今天碰到很多碰瓷的事情，对不对？碰瓷是什么？就是你有的人就装摔到地上，你去扶他，他告你说你撞他的。
So we know in China today there are many incidences where people fake injuries and then
right,
say that
exactly.
accuse you of hurting them.
所以今天大陆哈常常有报道说，有个老人摔在地上，没有人敢去扶，对不对？你就怕万一他怪是我呢。
And so you see in the Chinese news, or very oftentimes you'll see an elderly person who has fallen down, but no one helps them because they're afraid that the elderly man will say that you caused them to fall.
你知道在德国好撒玛利亚人法怎么规定
？Do you know in Germany, do you know how they institute the Good Samaritan law?
Yeah, 假如说你碰到一个遇到困难的人，你不去帮助他，你反而会被法律起诉。
If you meet someone who is in need and you don't help them, in that case, then you will be prosecuted.
Right, 反而你去帮助他，你没有任何责任。
If you do help them, you will be protected.
Right, 人啊，我们确实能看到，人的确有很多善良的行为。
And so you can see that it's true that man has a kind and good heart.
而且圣经告诉我们，当神当初造人的时候啊，人他刚刚看到手中的杰作就是亚当。
We also know that in the Bible it says that God formed man, he had Adam.
He created Adam, yeah. He looked at his masterpiece.
Oh, okay, so when God created Adam, he looked at his own masterpiece.
对，神怎么说？神说，哎呀，太好了！你知道那个好字就是善良的意思，就看到亚当说是非常好，因为神是善良的。
And so he looked at Adam and said, this is good, and this is because God himself is good.
那么难道就是因为亚当夏娃偷吃了那个分别善恶树上果子，然后我们的善良就荡然无存了吗
？Is it because that Adam and Eve ate of that forbidden fruit from the knowledge of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that our goodness was lost？
所以今天呢，我们就要来比较仔细的来看看哈，如何来认识人的那个善良和它的意义。
Today we want to take a closer look at man's apparent goodness。
然后来看看圣经是不是真的完全否定了人性的善良。
And to see, does the Bible deny the goodness of human nature?
好，我们来看两处圣经啊，新约圣经。
Let's look at two Bible passages in the New Testament.
马可福音第十章。
The Gospel of Mark, chapter 10.
第十章十七节到十八节。
Chapter 10, verses 17 to 18.
啊，新约圣经马可福音。
The New Testament Gospel of Mark.
十七节到十八节。
Verse 17 to verse 18.
耶稣出来行路的时候，有一个人跑来跪在他面前，问他说：“良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受永生呢？”
As he was setting out on a journey, a man ran up to him and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?"
耶稣对他说：“你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一个之外，再没有良善的。”
And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone."
然后我们再看罗马书往后翻，罗马书第三章。
And if you turn further back, we'll take a look at the book of Romans, Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章的第十节到十二节。
Romans chapter 3, verses 12 to 10 to 12.
谢谢王博啊，帮我们翻。罗马书第三章第十节。
Chapter 3, verse 10.
就如经上所记，没有义人啊，这个义人就是好人啊，你可以把它翻译成好人，没有一个义人，连一个也没有。
As it is written, there is none righteous, and righteous can also be translated as good. So there is none righteous, not even one.
没有明白的，没有寻求神的。
There is none who understands, there is none who seeks for God.
都是偏离正路，一同变为无有，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
All have turned aside together, they have become useless. There is none who does good, there is not even one.
显然，大家刚才读的圣经告诉我们，耶稣否定了我们人性的善良。
So it's obvious, according to the Bible here, Jesus denied the goodness of human nature.
而且圣经甚至说，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
And the Bible says that there is no one who does good, not even one.
非常的绝对。
And it's very absolute.
所以你就知道为什么我们今天没办法随意把福音那个传的福音修改来说，人性还是有不错的。
So now you know why we cannot change the gospel to say that human nature is good.
因为这是耶稣说的，这是圣经说的，不可能再改变，两千年来都一样。
Okay. Because this is what Jesus said. This is what the Bible said. It has stayed the same for 2,000 years.
你知道在大陆哈有一个官方的教会叫三字教会。
You know, in China, mainland China, there is a
church,
official church called
Proven by the government. 对，叫三字教会，就是它 self-independent 教会，对。
Okay, there's okay, called a church.
你知道他当初很多年前，他那个最那个就是那个三字教会的最大的那个牧师啊，他说了一句话。
And that the pastor of that official church said this.
因为他说，连我们根据福音，连我们伟大的领袖毛主席都要下地狱，这怎么可能呢？
According to the gospel, even someone great like
Chairman Mao,
like Chairman Mao will go into.
所以这个福音必须要修改。
So this gospel has to change.
我原来当时听得很愤怒，后来我想到可能是在说反话，有可能。
Originally when I
当然就下地狱嘛，对不对？
Originally when I heard this, I was very angry. But then I thought about it, and I said, "This is
heresy." Because say the opposite way. Yeah. He, because, 那个不管怎么说，我们怎么来
No matter what, how do we explain the advancements of humanization?
而且我们确确实实在我们的日常生活中，我也碰到很多善良的事情，对不对？
And in our daily lives, we encounter many kind and good deeds, right?
原来哈，我想说，原来我们对善良的认识有个非常大的认知错误。
It turns out that we have a very great misconception about this concept of kindness and goodness.
其实也是那本书啊，他在推论的时候，他那个根基错了。
It's the same for that particular book that when explaining this, it has a error in its foundation.
要明白这个认知错误，我们先要来看看那本书它是怎么推出来人类文明是因为善良。
To understand this misconception, we also need to understand how this book came to explain, or why the book explains that kindness is the driving force of our civilization
improvement. Right. 我想首先第一点哈，我们人类社会发展到今天的文明。
So the main reason is why our human society today has developed into today's civilization.
大家知道主要原因是什么？
Do you know the main reason?
为什么我们今天有现在的文明啊，很那个有这样的很规范的社会？
Why do we have such a civilized human society today?
乃是因为社会制度和法律的健全完善。
It's because
同不同意？
It's because of the soundness and perfection of our social and legal system.
Yes.但是，因为你现在任何人都必须要按照这个社会政治制度去做，然后要合乎法律规定嘛，慢慢就文明了嘛。你古代不会这样的，对不对？
And so you have to in today's society, you have to follow the social and legal system.
你知道根据那个国际透明组织今年发布的全国最公正、最廉洁的国家的一个指数。
According to the group Transparency International's Corruption Perceptions Index released this year.
Right. 它排全世界排名前五的国家啊，第一个就是新西兰，然后是丹麦。
The top five countries first is New Zealand, and then it's Denmark.
然后是芬兰和挪威。
Finland and then Norway.
最后是瑞士。
And lastly, it's Switzerland.
这些世界上最清廉、最公正的国家有一个共同的特点。
And so these most uncorrupt and fair countries have one characteristic in common.
他们有非常健全的法律制度。
They have a sound legal system.
Yeah, 然后呢，那个政治和那个社会制度非常那个非常廉洁公平。
And their political system is also very fair.
而且他们有个非常完善的跟踪那个监督政府的那个机制。
And they also have a sound mechanism for monitoring the government.
你知道这些国家它的那个监督机构是针对是监督的是不是人民是监督的是政府。
And you know in these countries that the monitoring system is not towards the people but for the government.
你知道我们中国大陆就是刚好反过来，对不对？你是监督人民还是不是监督政府？
You know that in China our system is the opposite. We are monitoring the people and not the government.
对，所以我们的那个腐败程度就很高，对不对？
And so our corruption is rather high.
然后你看美国呢？美国是两边都监督，有监督政府，也监督人民，所以说它的腐败程度也就是前年程度也是中间的。我不知道印度了，印度也不好好到哪里。
And so if you look at America, we have a monitoring system for both monitoring people and monitoring the government. And so our index rating is in the middle somewhere. I'm not sure about where.
但是大家仔细咋这么说来想说，仔细来看这个为什么这个社会制度和法律制度它的根基是什么？
And so if you take a look at it closely, what is the foundation for the social and legal system?
对，因为是人心里面有一个分别那个善恶的道德标准。
And this is because people have this heart longing for
to differentiate even
between good and evil. They have a moral standard.
对对对对，他可以因为人这个比如说。不可杀人，不可偷窃，这种大家都知道的，对不对？
For example, do not murder, do not steal. These are all things we know, right?
不可奸淫，不可做假见证。不可做奸淫就是
do not commit adultery, and you don't bear false witness against others.
不可贪恋别人的钱财，然后要孝敬父母，这些都是人心目中一个道德标准。
Do not covet other things, and also you must honor your parents. These are all things that we know.
那人类社会的这个不断文明进步，就是基于人心中这个道德标准。其实人心向往善良。
And so the continuous progress of our human society and civilization, it comes from this longing for goodness in people's hearts.
其实哈，因为我们知道人类社会文明，一方面是这个制度，另外一方面是宗教信仰，对不对？
We know that in human civilization, on one side is these legal and social systems, on the other side is religion.
Religion, faith.
And belief.
Yeah, belief, that's right. 那么你知道吗？人类的宗教和信仰其实也是根据于人类这个向往善良的这个心愿。
And we know that this religion and belief is also comes from human desire for goodness. Right.
对，这个邪教除外，比如撒旦教那种教除外，绝大部分正常的宗教哈、都是我们大家问起来，宗教是干什么的？教人行善，对不对？
This is excluding cults, but you know the majority of religions, what do they teach? They teach people to do good.
而且这个社会制度、这个法律制度是从外在来约束我们人，然后宗教信仰是从内在来帮助人修变得那个高尚，对吧？
So social and legal systems regulate people's outside behavior, while belief and religion talk about cultivating your inner behavior.
比如说很简单的例子，佛教他就说相信人每个人心目中都有一个什么，有个佛，对，佛性。
Okay, for example, let's take Buddhism. Buddhism teaches that all beings have this Buddha nature within them.
只要你修行到了一个地步哈，你能够用这个佛性或者是善。去带所有的人，你就成佛了。
If you cultivate this Buddha nature or this goodness, and then once you
once you treat everybody good,
once you treat everybody okay, once you treat everybody well, you become Buddha.
然后那个伊斯兰盛产这个恐怖分子的伊斯兰教，其实你看穆罕默德是怎么宣扬的。
Even Islam, which as a religion produced many terrorists, what did the founder Muhammad actually advocate?
Right. 他说要救济穷人，善待孤儿，多做好事上天堂。
It's to help the poor and be kind to orphans and do good things to reach into to go to heaven.
你知道我们在大陆哈，因为共产主义这从小就受那个东西教育嘛。其实共产主义的那个立足点也是人是善良的。
And the communist belief actually, the foundational belief is also that man is good.
只是它的特点说你不用修行，只要是人类的物质生活，因为它是唯物主义嘛。Forget about that. 就是他们认为只要是人类的生活达到了那个，一直在我们脑子里边呢，达到了那个物质生活水平，达到共产主义的水准，人类社会就自然就完全了，对不对？我们小的时候就是这么叫的。
And so the communist teaching is that if your material living reaches to the standard of communism, then you know, society will become perfect and.
就不会像今天是中国大陆这么多的贪污腐败的那个党员干部，就不会再有了。
And so there wouldn't be like today with so many corrupt officials.
Yeah, 这是马克思幻想出来的，你觉得可能吗？对不对？
Do you think this is possible?
No, this is a daydreaming from Karl Marx. Right.
Okay. This is Karl Marx's dream. Do you think it's possible?
对，可不可能？大家觉得
？Do you think it's possible?
问题出在哪里
？So where is the problem?
对，原来哈，我们人对我们关于人的善良哈，我们认知出了一个很大的错误。
It turns out that we have a great misconception about man's goodness.
就是我们把人向往善良。变成我们向往一个善良，我们变成是我们本性善良，就是这个错误。
Turns out we've considered our longing for goodness as actual nature goodness, natural goodness.
就是认为说哦，我们心中住了一个善良的天使。
To say that we have become this good angel.
关键是在于人哈，我们人向往善良，不等于我们就善良了。
another word to say, because we long for goodness does not mean man himself is good.
不等于我们本性就善良了。
That we are naturally good.
Yeah. 因为, 啊, 就像, 举个很简单的例子, 就像我们向往发大财, 那你说你就是富翁了吗? 当然不可能，对不对？
To put it in a simple example, like if we dream that we come into great fortune, does it mean that you are actually very wealthy?
Oh, billionaire, right? No, no. You're dreaming, 但你不等于你是个 billionaire, 对吧？
You're dreaming, but doesn't actually mean that you're a billionaire.
我们所有的这个根基都在于，我们人向往善良，就由我们本性善良了。
So the root of this is that it's because we believe our longing for goodness means that we are naturally good.
但我们本性是什么呢？
But what is our nature?
啊，根据圣经。
According to the Bible.
对，那么当亚当夏娃，他们因为不信神嘛。
Adam and Eve, because they did not believe God. So they ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And so man became a sinner. The definition of a sinner is someone who sinned.
那么我们为什么人会向往善良这样一个倾向呢？
So then why does man long for goodness?
我们知道人 犯罪以后, 人就死了, 就与神隔, 神隔绝了。
We know that after man sinned, he was separated from God. And
然后神是善良唯一的泉源。
But God is the source of all good.
但是有一件事情很重要。
But there's one thing that's very important.
我们人虽然与神隔绝了, 但是我们的良心并没有泯灭。
We may be separated from God, but our conscience was not extinguished.
而且我们良心还多了一个能力。
And actually, our conscience gained an additional ability.
就是我们可以分辨善和恶。
To distinguish between good and evil.
这个分辨善恶的能力就是来自于当时吃的那个分辨善恶树上的果子。
So this ability to distinguish between good and evil comes from the knowledge.
所以哈，我们因为有这样一个，我们能够分辨善恶，但是我们又愿意善，对不对？
And so we can distinguish between good and evil, and we have this desire for goodness.
对，就是因为这个向往善良的心愿，使我们人类逐渐建立起了。 这个文明制度, 这个法律制度。
And it's because of this longing for goodness that gradually established this system and today's civilization.
但是这个法律制度和这个外在的这个政治制度啊, 它只能是在外在来约束我们。
But this established legal system can only constrain us externally.
对, 但是不能够改变我们人的本性。
But it cannot change our human nature.
比如一个例子, 共产党的中国。
For to give an example, the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah, 他的 China.
China.
Communist China.
Okay.
But, China. 对，因为他们那个公正青年排名度非常低的。
So China's ranking on the corruption perceptions index is actually very low.
Right. 那最近排名近几年因为习近平的反腐嘛，确实提高了很多，但是还是七十几名在一百多个国家里面。
But because of recent years of President Xi's anti-corruption practices, China's ranking actually raised, but it's still about 70 out of 100.
对，但如果你仔细去看他针对那个反腐败的那个法律和那个政治制度，他在全世界算是非常严厉的。
And if you look at the specific punishments in the laws and compare them to the rest of the world, they're actually very severe.
根据他们这个党纪国法哈，就是。And their
party
discipline. And the law, right?
And law.
他们很多非常高级的官员都被判无期徒刑、死刑或者死缓，我们知道死缓不知道有没有。
So under the party's disciplinary laws, many high officials have been given life sentences or probation or death sentences.
Right. 但是你知道哈。 结果直到今天网上还这样传说，你把所有共产党的官员干部抓起来，如果都当成那个罪犯的话，可能有冤枉的。
But online you'll read that if you capture all of these officials and label them as corrupt, you will commit an injustice.
Right. 但是如果是你隔一个抓一个，你就已经有漏网的，你就知道有多严重。
But if you only capture every other one, then you're going to let some corrupt officials through your net.
大家知不知道旧约的以色列啊, 他们的律法, 他们的法律, 我们就圣经里面叫律法。
Do you know that the Israelites in the Old Testament, their law,
可以说是世界上最完整, 然后是最严格也是最古老的律法, 3500年了。
You can say that their law is the oldest because it's 3500 years old, it is most complete.
你知道根据那个法律，你要是星期六，星期六是安息日嘛，你要跑出去捡一个那个柴，你要烧火嘛，你就会被石头打死。真的有人就这么被打死。
According to the Israelites' law, for example, if you go out on Sabbath day to pick some firewood because you want to make a fire, you would be stoned to death.
Right. 你知道耶稣是对这些个非常严格的遵守这个犹太人律法的这些犹太人，他们是一个群体啊。你知道耶稣对他们怎么说？
And so, do you know what the Lord Jesus said to these Israelites who were very fervent about the law?
Right. 他说你们是洗净了杯子、盘子的外面。
He said that you have washed the outside of the cup and the plate.
你们的里面充满了贪心、贪婪和那个放纵。
But inside you're full of greed and indulgence.
对，这些是非常严格遵守世界上最严格的律法的人。
And these are people on the earth who were most fervently obeying the law.
所以你看到没有，这个律法啊，它只是针对我们这个人的约束，我们外在，但它不能改变我们人的本性的。
And so can you see that these laws in the legal system can only constrain and restrain our outward behavior, but they cannot change our human nature?
那么宗教信仰呢？
So what about religious beliefs?
对啊，这些是根据我们向往善的那个心愿建立起来的宗教信仰。他们不是就是来专门对付我们的心的嘛，对不对？
And so these religious, religions and beliefs, these are to change our heart, are they not?
的确，好像是起到一些作用。
It actually looks like it has some effects.
比如说，你去看那个世界上最青年的那个五个国家，全部都是清一色的基督教国家。
If you look at the world's most honest and transparent, uncorrupt countries, they're in the West. They're all Christian countries.
那个研究这些人都发现，哦，他们的清廉和公正不是完全来自于民主法治。
And they found out that if their honesty and transparency is not only because they have a democratic rule of law.
因为他们那个信仰啊，基督教的信仰深入他们这个民族的骨髓，你看几千年了嘛。
It's because this Christian faith and beliefs have been ingrained into these countries for.
原来这些国家它有个罪感文化，就是人人都觉得自己是个罪人。
And so all these countries have a culture of sensing wrongdoing and guilt.
Right, right.
And so they know what is wrong.
所以他们不光是需要外在，你知道，所以因为是罪人就需要外在的监督嘛。
And because we are sinners, they need outward monitoring.
而且他们每个人都觉得好像整天都有上帝在盯着他们看一样的，就这样感觉。
But they also feel that there is the God in heaven who is always looking at them.
Right. 所以久而久之，他们就形成一个什么，好像自觉守罚的这个习惯。
And so they have developed unconsciously this honor system.
你到丹麦去，你就会发现说，他们不光是他们有很严格的外在的监督机构，而且人有一种复性他们就觉得我们应该按照应该做好事。
If you go to Denmark, you will find this. And not only do they have very, very severe laws, but the people themselves have this nature that they should do good.
但是想问一个问题，宗教信仰能够改变我们人的本性吗？
So then I have this question. Can religion and belief change human nature?
你看看欧洲一千年来中世纪的黑暗。
You look at Europe's thousand year, the Dark Ages.
天主教残害了多少，把那些很多寻求真理的人给烧死。
And how many people did the Catholic Church persecute?
对，就是那些读圣经啊，那些寻求真理、科学真理的人。
Those people who read the Bible, the people who studied science.
你知道今年刚刚发生的，美国发生了一件可以说是最大的天主教的丑闻。
And also this year, America, the American Catholic Church had the greatest scandal.
Right. 就是他们，你知道神父是不能结婚的，结果发现有300个神父性侵了上千名儿童，这个事情刚刚前不久报道出来的。
You know that the Catholic priests must remain single, but it was discovered that about 300 priests had sexually abused thousands of children.
那这是天主教，那基督教呢？
And this is a Catholic church, but what about
Christian
church? Christian.
Yeah.你知道最近在五月份报道有一个美国很有名的牧师，基督教牧师。
In May, there was a report about a very famous Christian pastor.
对，他要求教会跟他捐助$5,400,000。
He asked the church to offer up $54 million.
Yeah, 跟他买一个私人的飞机。
To buy him a private jet.
他的借口是说方便我到全世界去传福音而用。
His reasoning was so that it would be more convenient for him to go around the world to spread the gospel.
他而且说，他如果耶稣今天在世，他也会要求大家给他一个私人飞机到处传福音的。
He even said if Jesus was on earth today, he would also request a private jet to go around the world.
他肯定不会再骑着毛驴传福音了。
He would not ride a mule around to spread the gospel.
这是基督教，对不对？那么佛教呢
？What about 佛教？
佛教不一样。对，你知道也是刚刚才发生，前不久发生，中国最大的那个佛教那个协会的会长呢，这个那个佛教的那个就主持了。
The number one figure of Buddhism in China.
Right, 他叫四学成啊，名字。
His name is 四学成。
几个月前，刚刚证明他和那个他主持的那个。那个地方在庙里边的那些尼姑行奸淫很多，不是一个，就是那个 nun。
He committed adultery with several of the Buddha nuns under his care in his sight.
你知道我们所说的那个伊斯兰国的那个打着那个黑旗子，大家看过伊斯兰国那个小黑旗没有？那是穆罕默德的旗子。
And for Islam, do you know of is the Islamic black flag? That is actually a flag, Muhammad's black flag.
你知道他们在那个旗子下面干出多少令惨绝人寰的事？今天我们电视画面都看到过，对不对
？You know how many crimes, atrocities they've committed underneath that black flag? You can see all of it on TV.
最后你看犹太教应该说是按理说应该是最从人的宗教来看是最靠近神的一个宗教。之一，对不对
？And to look at Judaism is supposed to be the religion that is closest to God.
他们的目的本来的目的是要把人引向认识神。
Their original purpose was to lead people to know God.
结果他们把耶稣钉在十字架上。
Instead, eventually they crucified the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
所以你看到没有？由我们人这个向往善良的心所建立起来的这个法律啊，政治体制。
And so you can see that these religious and legal systems that we've established because of the longing for goodness in our heart,
或者宗教信仰根本就不可能把我们带到来这个认识这位神善的全源的面前。
Or religion and belief,
就是一定不能把我们带到认识神的面前。
Oh, cannot bring us to know God, or cannot bring us before God.
因为神才是那个唯一的善，那个善的全源。
And because the Lord God is the one source of goodness.
而且尤其是宗教啊，刚刚相反，都是把我们带来远离神，尤其是宗教。
Especially religion has actually led us away from God.
Right. 所以啊，人向往善良的心愿究竟有什么意义
？And so, what is the purpose of this longing for goodness in our heart?
有什么正面的意义没有？
So what is the purpose?
Yes. 我再问大家一个问题，你们觉得动物会有向往善良的心愿吗？
Let me ask you a question. Do you think animals have this heart that longs for goodness?
动物会向往善良吗？
Will animals long for goodness?
你看几千年来动物的社会并没有文明嘛，对不对？都还是弱肉强食。
If you look at the past 1,000 years, the animal kingdom has not become civilized.
Right. 还是那个弱肉强食，就是
still
强的 strong 的那个 eat 的那个
survival of the fittest. It's still led by survival of the fittest.
Is that right? Okay. 那个，但是我想告诉大家，其实动物有。
But I want to tell everyone, actually, animals do.
你知道动物啊，它是自己不向往善良，但它希望人类向往善良。
Animals themselves do not long for goodness, but they want humans
to
do good.
To have a heart of goodness.
A heart for goodness.
为什么？因为他怕被吃了嘛，对不对
？Why? Because they're afraid to be eaten.
这不是我讲的，你在《圣经·罗马书》第八章你就看到，圣经就是这么讲的。因为动物希望人向往善良。
This is what I'm saying, but if you look at Romans chapter 8 in the Bible, the Bible says also that the animals want men to long for goodness.
其实啊，圣经告诉我们，人向往善良的这个心愿。
Actually, the Bible tells us that this human heart that longs for goodness.
其实是因为人啊，隐隐约约有个向往未来、向往永恒的心。
It's because we are innerly hoping for a future and for eternal hope.
所以，当我们刚才读圣经，那个人不是去问耶稣吗？来到耶稣面前跪着说：“善良的夫子，我要怎么做才能够承受永生？”
So then didn't we just read in the Bible that this young man comes before Jesus and asks him, Good master, how can I inherit eternal life?
所以我们, 向往善良这个心愿能得到满足。
So that this heart that longs for goodness can be satisfied.
好，我们再读两处的圣经。
Let's read two more passages of the Bible.
我们刚才念的罗马书第三章第二十节。
We'll read Romans chapter 3, verse 20.
二十节到二十二十四节。
Verses 20 to 24.
罗马书第三章二十节。
Romans chapter 3, verse 20.
所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义啊，称义就是好啊，就称好，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
Because by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified. To be justified, it means to be made good in his sight. For through the law comes the knowledge of sin.
但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。
But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets.
就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe, for there is no distinction.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
如今却蒙神的恩典，因耶稣基督的救赎，就白白称义。
Being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
好，我们再翻到圣经最后，差不多最后了，犹大书，我们再读一节的圣经。
Okay. Let's turn to almost the end of the Bible in the book of Jude.
对，犹大书。
Book of Jude.
第一章第七节。
Chapter 1, verse 7.
第七节哈，又如所多玛、俄摩拉和周围诚意的人，也照他们一味的行淫，随从立性的情欲，就是立性的情欲就是同性恋哈、啊，立性的情欲就受永火的刑罚作为鉴戒。
Just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them, since they were in the same way as these, indulged in gross immorality and went after strange flesh. This is referring to homosexuality. Are exhibited as an example in undergoing the punishment of eternal fire.
对，好，我们圣经就读到这儿。
And we'll pause here from the scripture reading.
我们知道人向往善良的那个心愿啊，意义是非常重大的。
We know that this longing for goodness in our heart is actually a good thing.
Right, 它能够把人引向永恒。
It directs people to be fair and honest.
To eternity.
To eternity.
Right.这问题就出在我们这些人啊，今天是要想要靠自己啊，靠自己的能力，就是靠。
The problem comes is because we want to rely on our own strength.
Right. 然后呢，就是要根据要守律法，要去那个按照宗教的那个去达成自己的心愿。
And then when we use the legal system and the religious beliefs.To accomplish it.
我们虽然哈，现在我们凭着我们的分辨善恶的能力，能够分辨这个是善，那个是恶。
And now we have this ability because of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil to distinguish between good and evil.
那么我们呢，愿意去按照这个善去行。
And so we want to act according to the good.
但你知道，往往行出来偏偏就是那个恶的事情。
But you know that we just keep doing evil.
Right.就是我们本来想行这个善，结果行出来是那个恶，对不对
？Because originally we want to do good, but what we act upon is evil.
比如说我们那个年轻孩子，我们应该花时间准备 SAT 的，对不对
？For example, for our younger folks, we're supposed to be studying for SATs.
结果到后来 ，computer 打开就变成什么？玩游戏了，对不对
？But then once we open our computers, we end up playing online games.
啊，我们年轻的父母亲本来是不想生气的，我这个无法冲关，对不对？本来对孩子的话。
And so for our young parents, originally our intent was not to become angry with our children.
啊，我们明明结了婚啊，自己的妻子非常漂亮，结果去找一个很又丑的小三，没办法，情不自禁。对。
And so when we first get married,
but we're looking for
other. Yeah. So when we first get married, we have a beautiful wife, but in the end, our eyes still wander to someone who is
right,
good looking.
今天在大陆特别流行这个。
It's very popular like this in China today.
对，那耶稣怎么说？耶稣说，你只要心里想那件坏事，你就犯罪了。
And so what does Jesus say? Jesus says in the Bible that if you think of doing something bad, you've actually committed a sin.
因为我们的神看的是人的心啊，人的本性。
because our Lord looks at man's heart, man's nature.
所以说罪所带出来，圣经说就是死。
And that's why the Bible says that sin brings about death.
所以圣经告诉我们，他说将来人类社会会恶贯满盈。
And that's why the Bible says that eventually human civilization will come to the full measure of evil.
Right. 然后结局就是焚烧。
And the result would be to be destruction by fire.
马上就问题就来了，我们今天这个社会不是越来越文明，怎么会恶贯满盈呢？
Immediately a problem comes up. So isn't today's civilization continuing to advance?
Right, we advance to civilize, right? Yeah. 怎么会变像圣经预言的会恶贯满盈？
How can it be that our civilization will become come into a full measure of evil?
如果我们从圣经里边从历史人类历史上看的那几次毁灭，我们就会找到答案。
If we look at a couple examples in the Bible of destruction, then we can find the answer.
你知道挪亚洪水、挪亚时代洪水灭世之前那个时代的人是怎么样的？
Do you know what the civilization or what the age was like during Noah before the flood?
Yeah, before the flood, right? 因为当时哈那些人是又圣经说是又娶又吃又娶又嫁， 对不对？
And in the Bible it says
照常吃喝嫁娶。
In the Bible, it says at that time, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage.
整个社会看起来这是很正常嘛。
Looking at the society, it looks very normal.
尽管人心里边所思所想尽都是恶，但这是里面呢。
But then the intent and inner thoughts of man were all evil. Speaking of our.
突然洪水就来了，整个所有的人都被淹死了。
And suddenly the flood came, and all of man was drowned in the flood.
除了挪亚，except
for Noah and his family.
对，那么，圣经告诉我们，将来世界的毁灭就是这样，突然就来到了，大家觉得一切都很正常。
And the Bible tells us that the end destruction of our world is going to be like this. It's going to come upon us suddenly.
那么，圣经记载了另外一次的毁灭，就是索多玛、俄摩拉和周围的城市。
So another record of destruction in the Bible is destruction of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah.
而且圣经说，特别像我们将来毁灭的样子。
And the Bible says this is especially going to be like the eventual destruction of this world.
Right, the future, right?
In the future.
因为那个，因为挪亚的毁灭是靠洪水嘛。
Because in Noah's time, the destruction was caused by floodwaters.
在将来的毁灭是用火烧，可能有陨石降下来，或者火山爆发，就像那个索多玛。
But the eventual destruction in the future is going to be with fire and brimstone, like Sodom and Gomorrah.
大家知不知道索多玛、俄摩拉他们在毁灭之前是什么样的情形？
Do you know what the age was like before Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed?
那个时候他们经济贸易非常繁荣昌盛。
And that their economy and their trading was very prosperous.
特别像我们今天，对不对？尤其是在大陆哈。
Very much like today, especially in China.
你知道，当时有个人叫罗德，特别被索多玛吸引，这个人很好的，这个圣经说是个很好的人。但是呢，因为他是生意人嘛，他一看到索多玛、俄摩拉那么繁荣，就会去，就像今天基督徒去大陆一样，对不对？做生意。
You know, in the Bible, there's a character called Lot, and he was drawn to Sodom and Gomorrah because of their prosperity.
Right,
right.
And
he was a trader. But once he got there, he found it very hard to bear because promiscuity and homosexuality was rampant.
Right. 你像今天很多我们基督徒到中国大陆去做生意，一定要把自己的太太的带，妻子的带着，对不对？
It's like today, if you're going to do business in China, you have to bring your wife with you.
知道吗？人类将来的恶贯满盈，不是指那本书上所说的是暴力世界。
You know that the coming of full measure of evil in society is not just like what that previous book said about violence.
将来的人类的恶贯满盈是指我们人的心。
The coming of full measure of evil is talking about coming from our heart.
大家听说那个庞贝。 庞贝城的故事没有？
Have you heard of the story of Pompeii?
庞贝对，就是古罗马的一个非常灿烂的文明，一个城市。
It is a very glorious, prosperous city in ancient Roman Empire.
这个城市哈，当时我看哈，它是在公元79年8月24号的中午，这么准确的时间。
At noontime on August 24th in 79 AD.
Right, 庞贝城的人，你知道那个时候正在忙碌着，大把大把的赚钱。
The people in Pompeii were just going about and their day and busy making money.
因为庞贝是个海滨城市，旅游胜地。
Because Pompeii was a port.
It's a 海滨城市, 就是 on the beach, and a city built on the, around the beach.
Okay, it was a seaside
tourist
city.
Yeah, exactly. 那么那个时候呢, 因为第三, 就像今天大陆那个, 不是这样, 就像欧洲那样, 服务行业非常发达, 因为它是旅游城市嘛。
It's like they were like today in Europe, the commerce and trading was very prosperous.
那突然之间,那个城市旁边的火山爆发, 顷刻之间整个城市就被淹在火山那个灰的下面。
And suddenly the volcano nearby the city erupted and it covered the entire city in ash.
你知道没过多久, 甚至人都不相信有这个城市的存在, 你找不到一点点痕迹嘛。
You know, after a while, people didn't even believe that the city existed because you couldn't find it.
是1000多年以后, 啊, 根据考古的发掘, 才把这个城市发掘出来。
It was only a thousand years later, because of an archaeological discovery that they found the city.
Right. 花了300年时间, 直到今天还在慢慢地把这个城市, 因为它火山灰盖住, 所以保护得非常好。
Even 300 years later to today, they're still digging up the site, and because it was covered by the volcanic ash, it's actually preserved very well.
Right. 你知道那个刚刚考古刚刚发掘的时候, 那个附近有个国王, 带着自己的儿女妻子都去看那个发掘过程。
You know that when it was first discovered, there was a king that went and with his whole family and his children to go look at the site.
结果他一看以后, 赶快说, 这个地方被封闭起来, 不能再公开地展示。
But as soon as he saw the site, he said, he quickly said to seal off the site.
因为他七年儿女看到太难受了。
Because his young children saw it and it was too much for them.
原来庞贝城啊, 它的商店, 它的旅, 客栈, 它的娱乐场所, 它的所有的地方, 那个墙上啊, 城墙上, 全部都是充满了那个色情的画, 壁画。
Okay. It's because Pompeii's shops, their inns, the streets, entertainment venues, everywhere, there were these
The wall 上面都有些那个 同性恋啊,那种色情的画面, 这个画在上面,还有一些雕塑。
That there, on all these murals, on these paintings on these walls, or these murals, they were full of depictions of homosexuality and pornography.
Right, exactly. 你知道今年11月份, 11月16号, 刚刚, 才发掘出来, 在一个很高级的那个浴场, 那个地方很多人都在 那个浴场里边洗澡, 洗澡嘛。
You know that on November 16th of this year, archaeologists found in this high-class, upper-class bath. It was very large because people took baths there.
它上面有一幅非常, 艺术家说非常精美的壁画。
They said that they found a very beautiful mural.
Yeah, 艺术家赞不绝口。
And the artist couldn't stop praising it.
你知道上面画了什么东西吗?
Do you know what the mural was about?
是人兽相交的场景。
It was a picture of a man having sex with a beast.
Right. 你知道女的是?
A woman having sex with
yeah.
a beast.
那个几千年人类的文明进步。
So, 1,000 years of an advancement of human civilization.
有一件事情是刚刚相反的。
It's one thing that is going in the opposite direction.
而且是越来越泛滥。
It's becoming more and more chaotic.
越来越就是 popular, and everywhere, spread everywhere. 就是什么? 就是淫乱和同性恋,对不对? 大家同意不?
This is promiscuity and homosexuality.
我们今天人怎么? 用法律来把我们里面的那个罪恶感给合法化。
So what do? Today we use law to defend...
Law, legal, to legalize.
To legalize these sinful...
Right,
feelings
right.
that we have in our
heart. 然后我们从小给孩子教育, 让他们接受同性恋是正常的。
And so we use education to teach our children when they're young that homosexuality is normal.
你知道欧洲国家, 就是刚才我们说那个最最先进, 最最文明的国家, 越是接纳那个同性恋。
You know that in Europe, the more uncorrupt, the more transparent, higher the ranking they are, the more they accept homosexuality.
人类将来的恶贯满盈不是指暴力。
Humanity coming into the full measure of evil is not about violent acts.
是合法的淫乱。
It is to legalize promiscuity, adultery.
或者合法的同性恋。
To legalize homosexuality.
合法的乱伦。
To legalize incest.
你知道这个互联网和这个手机正在加速这个过程。
You know that the internet and the mobile devices are accelerating this.
你知道几年前奥巴马还是总统的时候，他说过一句话。
You know, President Obama, a couple years ago when Obama was still president.
他说同性恋的合法是历史的潮流。
He said that legalizing gay marriage is a historical trend.
任何人都不能阻挡的。
No one can stop it.
人类必将恶贯满盈。这句话是我说的，不是奥巴马。奥巴马当然不会说这样。
Humans are coming into the full measure of evil, and this is my thing, not Obama's thing.
你知道前不久加州那个熊熊的大火、啊，报纸上的头版头条，熊熊的大火把加州一个镇叫天堂镇，对不对？它的名字。
You know that a couple weeks ago there was a raging fire in California.
报纸上说把天堂镇烧成什么？烧成地狱。
And it burned through a town called Paradise. And you know what the report said? It said that it burned Paradise City into hell.
为什么大家问过这个问题没有？
Why have you asked this question?
这个名字很非常 ridiculous 啊，就非常那个讽刺。
The name of this town is rather ridiculous.
大家知道加州给同性恋跟淫乱有什么关系？
Do you know the relationship between California and homosexuality and promiscuity?
有什么关系？
What is their relationship?
我有时候常常在想，我说我们今天这个总统啊，特别不靠谱，对不对 ？Trump。
I often think that our current president Trump is very
unreliable, unpredictable, right? 你很难知道他下面要干什么，对不对
？Unpredictable, because you never know what he's going to do next.
我最近越来越觉得他是神，就是要利用一个这样不靠谱的人，来延缓美国的堕落。
More and more, I think that God is using this person, this President Trump, who is so unpredictable and reliable to...
对, to delay the corruption speed.
Okay, to delay the speed of our corruption.
对, 美国的。所以相对来说，你看他把很多这些那些跟奥巴马做的一些坏事跟翻转过来了。
You see that he reversed many of the bad things that Obama put in place.
为什么神会这么做？
Why would God do this?
因为在这个地方，在这片土地上，还有很多没有信耶稣的人，本该应该信而不信，没有信的。
Because there are so many people here, in this place, on this earth, who should believe but have not yet believed.
所以我们人那个向往善良的心，怎么样得到满足
？So how can our hearts, which long for goodness, be satisfied?
圣经告诉我们，只有来到神的面前。
The Bible tells us only by coming before God.
因为神是那个唯一的善良的源泉。
Because God is the only source of goodness.
如何来到他的面前呢？
If you come before him.
我们不是早都已经因着亚当夏娃的罪与神隔绝了吗？
Didn't we long before because of Adam and Eve's sin become separated from God?
刚才罗马书第三章告诉我们。
Before in the Bible, Romans chapter 3 tells us.
神为我们所有的人开辟了一条路。
God has opened for everyone this way.
一个门。
This door,
就是耶稣基督。
That is the Lord Jesus Christ.
神要把耶稣基督的那个义，就是耶稣基督那个善，要加给一切相信他的人。
God wants to give the Lord Jesus' goodness, his righteousness to everyone.
圣经说没有分别，是白白的，你只要愿意相信耶稣都有。
Bible says that there's no difference, and this is pure grace. As long as you believe, you will have it.
只要你相信耶稣基督，你向往善良那个心就可以满足。
As long as you believe in Jesus, this longing in your heart for goodness will be satisfied.
如何相信呢？
If you believe.
Yeah, 很简单。
And it's very simple.
圣经告诉我们，你要相信耶稣基督，就两件事。
The Bible tells us that if you want to believe in the Lord Jesus, there's only two things you need to do.
就是你口里认耶稣为主。
That with your mouth, you confess that Jesus is Lord.
你说主耶稣啊，你是主，你是我的救主。
You just say, Jesus, you are my Lord and you are my Savior.
然后你心里真的相信他。
And then in your heart, you truly believe him.
你知道，当你这样简单的做的时候，三件非常奇妙的事情，你不知不觉就发生在你身上。
You know that when you do these two things, there are three things that will happen, whether or not you are aware of it.
你知道，你相信耶稣以后，耶稣基督不是在十字架被钉死了吗？
You know that when you believe in Jesus, and you know that Jesus was crucified on the cross,
他的死就变成了你的死。
His death becomes your death.
也就是说，你里面不是有亚当夏娃的那个生命吗？
Isn't it because you currently have the life of Adam and Eve in you?
这个生命明明是看到有善有恶，但是它行出来的不是善，却偏偏是恶。
this life knows the difference between good and evil, but instead of doing good, it constantly does evil.
所以耶稣在十字架上死，就表明你的里面的亚当生命死了。
And so when Jesus died on the cross, it represents your inner Adam life also died.
Right. 然后这第一件事，第二件事呢？
This is the first thing. The second thing is.
耶稣基督在十字架上还流了很多血。
When Jesus was on the cross, he shed his blood.
他这个血就可以接近我们这个人啊，我们的我们不光这个身体，我们的灵魂，因为我们犯了很多罪嘛，所以就接近了我们的罪。
This blood can cleanse our body and our body, soul, and spirit because it has committed many sins.
所以在神的面前，我们就非常干净了。
So then before God, we are clean.
那第三点呢？
And third thing is,
我们相信耶稣的时候，耶稣基督的那个生命就进到我们的里面来。
When we believe in Jesus, Jesus' life enters into us.
这个生命就是一个善的生命，它本性就是善。
And this life is a sin-me. This life is good, and it is
naturally
good. Naturally good.
Yeah, naturally good. Yes. 所以它就成为我们的生命了。
And so he becomes our life.
看见没有？借着相信耶稣，这么多的事情发生。
Can you see when you believe in Jesus, all these things happen to you?
我们善良的心愿啊，向往善良的一个心愿就得到满足。
Our heart that longs for goodness is satisfied.
不光如此。
Not only this.
而且你当得到这个善，你会发觉这个善背后的那个永恒你也得到了。
That you have not only this, you have this goodness, but behind this goodness, there's.
Yeah, 这个 the eternal.
There's eternity behind it.
因为这个是个永远的生命嘛。
Because you, this is an eternal life.
这样我们就和这个永远的善的神永远在一起。
So that we can be with this good God forever.
好，我们再低头祷告好吧。
Okay, let's bow our heads for another word of prayer.
哦，上帝神，我们感谢赞美你。
Oh, God who is in heaven, we praise you.
巴不得刚才所分享的这些话，主你能够翻译啊，借着你的圣灵翻译在每一个人的心里面。
Would you translate the words that we just heard in everyone's heart?
特别是我们中间还在寻求真理的朋友们。
Especially the friends amongst us who are still searching for the truth.
因为唯有你的圣灵能够开启我们。
Would your spirit open our hearts up?
使我们能够看见啊，主啊，我们。虽然向往善良，我们自己靠自己得不着。
So that we can see that even though our hearts long for goodness, we cannot do it on our own.
唯有来相信耶稣基督。
Only by believing in our Lord Jesus.
主啊，你来开启我们心中的眼睛。
Oh Lord, would you open the eyes of our heart?
让我们看见我们的主是那个唯一的道路。
So that you can see that our Lord is the one only way.
那个唯一的门。
Only door.
当我们进去，我们走上去，我们就能看见你是。那善的源泉。
And so that when we go through the door, we walk upon this way, we can see that you are the only source of goodness.
唯有你能够满足我们的一切。
And only you can satisfy our all in all.
祷告乃是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.